were you stationed?
In Germany, southern Germany. And then I came back. I went to work for the state juvenile probation office in Thibodaux,
mm-hmm.
South Louisiana.
For
a year and a half, I believe it was. Then I moved. They had an opening in the office here in Natchitoches, so I moved here. And after I moved back, I started taking night courses to work on my master's,
mm-hmm.
which I got in guidance and counseling. And I finished my master's degree by going to night school.
What made you decide to open the hardware?
Well, I didn't open it. My dad was in business with a man by the name of McCain.
Mm-hmm.
And the business has been down there a long time. And really, actually, that business has been there since about 1892. And Mr. McCain's wife died, and he was very unhappy here. And so he went back to his hometown of Colfax, which is across the river over here. And my dad needed someone very desperately because he's almost 70. And so I bought the business out from them.
You enjoyed that pretty
much? Oh, I love it. Yeah, I like meeting people. That's what I like about it. Yeah.
What church do you go to?
Catholic.
And tell me about your social contacts, the clubs or organizations you're in.
Oh God, I'd take that whole tape. Well, I'm real interested in historic preservation,
mm-hmm.
and I'm chairman of a group of the Chamber of Commerce called the Historic District Committee, which we have been working on for 5 years, and we were able to get the city of Natchitoches, the old town section, on the National Register of Historic Places and declared by the National Park Service as a historic district. This just came about this year. It took us 4 years to get this designation. I work with that a lot.
What advantages are there to that designation?
The only specific advantage right now is the fact that the federal government cannot spend any money within this area to alter its character. See, like they can't, or highway or a pipeline or what have you. And the second thing is, best thing about it is the fact that the city government is qualified for many funds for that will go in. It's kind of like an urban renewal area. But if you're a designated historic district, you automatically become eligible for all types of funding, say for street works and lights and all kinds of stuff. So it's a real good thing. And not only that, it helps to identify this area amongst ourselves, you know, which we never had done before. You know, this is it, you know, and the reason for it. And I think it kind of brings it all together. And people are more aware of what they have here than ever before. And so I work with that a great deal. I'm also chairman of Museum Contents Incorporated, which is another historic group. Oh Lord, I'm on the board of directors for the Louisiana Outdoor Drama Association, which is a play that will open here next summer, depicting the founding of Louisiana. It's an outdoor drama, you know, like they have in Williamsburg and those places. I work with the Boy Scouts and all those things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just too numerous to mention, to tell you the truth.
Have you done much traveling?
A little, yeah. My wife and I and kids go somewhere every summer.
Mm-hmm. Where all have you been?
Well, all over the United States. Of course, when I was in Germany, my wife and I traveled all over Europe. That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.